51, 52 blue.
The morning after the night before, and the sparkle of Strictly has gone, and the set for Later with Jules Holland is going in.
We painted the floor, and now we're tweaking the set, painting it, making it look nice.
Steve Whitehead is the studio manager for Later, and he's seen all this many times before.
It is pretty big, but after 41 series, I think we've got it pretty much sorted now. We know what we're doing, and it tends to work pretty much like clockwork. Everyone knows what they need to do, and we pretty much run to time.
It's the day before the live recording of Later with Jules Holland, and like Jules, I'm walking across the floor of Studio One here at TVC, and around me there's a vast array of technicians and musicians getting ready for tomorrow's show. There's people setting up lights and amplifiers, and way above me in the rafters there are other technicians setting up the huge lighting rig that hangs from the ceiling of this massive studio.
All this, of course, is going, at least for now, after the BBC struck a £200 million deal with property developer Stanhope.
We have the studios to our right and then all the dressing rooms and other facilities to the other side here.
Anna Mallett is the new CEO of BBC Studios and Post Production, a commercial wing of the corporation.
Well, shall we head into one of these big studios?
Let's do that.
Most of the eight major studios will go to make way for a mixed-use office and residential development.
Although we are moving out, we're fully operational, I should say, right through to March 2013, and we are then going in the interim to Elstree, but we're really excited about coming back here in 2015.
The BBC has agreed to lease back three remaining studios. But why sell up in the first place if production space is still needed?
The public would probably be pleased to hear that the BBC is committed to retain some of the studios on this site. And I think that's the important thing. I think at the end of the day, the BBC is not a property company. It is a broadcaster, and that has to be where it prioritises what it does. I think retaining the studios here allows some of the heritage to be maintained, and it allows the BBC to focus on things other than property, which should be at the centre of what it does.
Well, it's a great shame, because if they weren't in use and if they weren't in demand, if a studio like this was something which had had its day and was old-fashioned and, frankly, who needs them anymore, it would make sense, but that's absolutely not the case.
Martin Kempton is a lighting engineer and studio historian.
The studios here at Television Centre remain busy. They've been busy for decades. In fact, the last few years, they've been busier than ever because there's been a lot more demand for studio-based shows.
People at the back, if you lot could do anything, that would be lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll practice that one more time. Mr. Welcome on stage, wonderful Mr. Alexander Armstrong!
Panel shows, quiz shows, light entertainment shows of all kinds. You've got new channels coming along that are now making their own programmes. So there's more and more of a demand for studio space.
5, 4, 3.
Who do you think?
All local defence volunteers to report to the church hall at 6 o'clock today.
Good morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam. Egg, bacon and spam?
It'll be all yours one day, when I'm dead and buried. I don't suppose that'll be very long.
Oh, God, here we go.
That is Studio One, Television Centre, BBC, Shepherd's Bush, London. We're broadcasting to you live, and it's the last time we're going to be broadcasting to you from this studio.
Of course, leaving all this behind is hard, and Jules Holland didn't try to hide his feelings when his final live show at Television Centre went out.
I've got to find some device which will capture that resonance and take it with me to the next place.
Absolutely.
And if anybody knows, any of the viewers know, if you'd like to email me, don't bother because I haven't got an email. But you could send a letter here, but that won't get to me either because they're going to pull it all down. So there we are. That's a big help. Thank you very much for joining us, Jazzy B.
Studio manager Steve Whitehead remains saddened and bemused.
There's a lot of history here. It still works as a brilliant television studio, not just TC1, but all eight of them. Technically, best studios in the country. And I think you'll struggle to find a camera supervisor, a lighting director, who would disagree with me. I just feel the BBC made a huge mistake in getting rid of it, mothballing it at all.
But pleased, at least, that you will be coming back here in some capacity.
Oh, yeah, big relief that actually the BBC are keeping studios on. Wish it was more. Wish it was they'd kept all eight. But, you know, that's the way of the world at the moment.
For you, sum up the history of